It's Thursday, February 20, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Vitbian. Leading our bulletin, government officials are gathered to receive the body of founding president Samuel Daniel Shafishunonioma this morning for departure to the regions as the nation gears up to pay its respects. Our correspondent on the ground is Envalde Mateus, reporting for One Africa TV's News on One.
We'll also be waiting for the arrival of the president, who will receive the remains of the founding father before he then goes to the house of the late president until he goes to the airport before he departs then for the regional memorial services. The regional memorial services, as we all know, it starts in Etunda, which is his own village, until it comes back then to Vendulkara for the national memorial services to take place at the Independence Stadium following the burial of the 1st of March.
The Electricity Control Board has successfully completed the token identifier rollover campaign, ensuring a smooth transition for prepaid electricity meter users. Speaking to News on One's Herta Ekanjo, the organization's chief executive reported that prepaid meters were updated before November 24 last year's deadline, marking a significant achievement in its power infrastructure upgrade.
Robert Kahimise said despite the success, 15,263 prepaid meters remained unupdated by the cut-off date.
The TID rollover campaign concluded successfully on that date, and the regulator ECB is satisfied with Namibia's effort in this regard. And I think honestly we have to applaud and appreciate the cooperation that we have received.
Catch last night's full bulletin on One Africa TV and weeknights at 7. You can watch it on GoTV Channel 84, DSTV Channel 284, or stream for free on oneafrica.tv. South Africa's Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has accused some cabinet members of leaking plans for a VAT increase to the media. In a media briefing, Godongwana said that the Government of National Unity will work towards an agreement before the budget is presented next month.
One of them leaked it to the Sunday Times. We presented in cabinet, but we also said this is the direction we're likely to take. And everybody was jittered, and we didn't pick the amount then. Like the DA, those ones have got an identity crisis. They always want to be given attention and so on. Even things they did not do, they claim is theirs.
A political analyst in South Africa, Kenneth Mokgatle, has criticized the recent African Union summit for failing to propose concrete solutions or interventions for conflict-affected nations on the continent. The analyst highlighted the ongoing crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where M23 rebels have seized Goma and Bukavu, leading to significant casualties, and in Sudan, where violence continues to claim lives and displace millions. To North America, where U.S. President Donald Trump and his unelected advisor Elon Musk have rejected suggestions that the world's wealthiest man is usurping his boss's limelight as they expressed gushing admiration for each other in a Fox News interview. The display of affection was watched by millions on primetime TV, with America's two most powerful figures keen to send a message that their detractors won't be able to drive them apart, as Benji Hire reports.
Either way, this big shot partnership matters. Elon Musk, who has taken an axe to government spending, acting as the administration's de facto CEO and enforcer, dismissed questions over a conflict of interest in his work, insisting he's fighting bureaucracy to restore democracy. He also lauded praise on Donald Trump, saying he loves the president, who in turn called his fellow billionaire businessman the cleverest person on the planet. Benji Hire, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.